Our next method is the universal mantra meditation and uses sound as the primary object of focus. This meditation comes from a 4,000-year-old Indian teaching, so you could say it's been pretty well time-tested. It's a very powerful meditation that can easily take you to very deep states of consciousness if you follow the guidelines I'll be giving you. Now, what is a mantra? A mantra is a word or sound that has the power to alter your state of consciousness in various ways and attune you to certain universal qualities, such as love or peace. Although the word mantra comes from the Indian Sanskrit language, mantras have been used in the mystical practices of various cultures throughout the world. The mantra we will be using is Om. Many of you are probably familiar with it. Om has no literal translation. It is essentially the sound of the universe. The universe is composed of energy vibrating, and if you were to actually hear that vibration, the perpetual sound, Om, is what you would hear. So this is literally a universal mantra, and it's very powerful. In this meditation, the mantra will serve as a vehicle which will take you from the surface of your mind down through the deeper, subtler levels of your mind, and ultimately to the deepest level of awareness, your silent inner self, your essence. However, due to various factors, the depth of this meditation will vary from session to session. But whether you go to the deepest level of awareness, or just partway toward that deep inner silence, you'll be tapping a great deal of the powerful, positive energy of your inner wellspring. Now let's go over the steps of this meditation. When you're sitting comfortably, I'll guide you to begin repeating the mantra mentally, silently. As you repeat the mantra, think it comfortably, at whatever tempo feels natural to you. Next, I'll guide you to think the mantra more subtly, more faintly. What does thinking it more subtly or faintly mean? It means repeating the mantra with less and less effort, until you are thinking it with minimum effort. At this point, you'll continue meditating on your own. If there are thoughts in your mind along with the mantra, that's okay. If your attention wanders a bit, that's okay too. And if you drift completely off the mantra, that's fine. Simply bring your attention back and continue repeating the mantra with minimum effort. It's important to remember that staying focused on the mantra at all times is not the aim of this meditation. That would keep your attention on the surface of your mind. So giving your attention the space to wander a bit can actually facilitate that inward dive. It's also important to understand that diving into the deeper levels of awareness does not result from your own efforts. It comes about by simply going through the steps of the method and allowing the mantra to do the work. Now let's meditate. As you go through this meditation, there's no need to repeat the mantra in sync with your breathing. But if that happens naturally and effortlessly, it's okay. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, and let your breathing be easy and natural. Take a few moments to let everything settle a bit. Now begin thinking the mantra silently. Mentally repeat the mantra easily, comfortably. As you repeat the mantra, allow it to become subtler and subtler, fainter and fainter. Take the mantra to the faintest level comfortable and continue thinking it with minimum effort. Just think the mantra with minimum effort and accept whatever happens. It's all right if thoughts are there along with the mantra, and it's all right if your attention drifts a bit. If you find that your attention has drifted completely off the mantra, it's okay. Simply begin thinking it again. If at any time you feel that you're slipping into a sleep-like or dream-like state, just allow it to happen. Now continue meditating like this. I'll let you know when it's time to come out. Just repeat the mantra with minimum effort and accept whatever happens. If you notice that your attention has drifted off and become involved with thoughts, it's okay. Gently bring it back. Now take a deep breath or two, take as long as you need, and when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Before wrapping up the course, let's go over a few details about how to maintain your meditation practice. 1. How often should I meditate? Optimum results come from regular practice. Meditate once daily if possible, but if 7 days a week isn't realistic for you, choose a number that is. Whatever is doable. Try to stay with your schedule, but if you miss a meditation, don't guilt trip yourself. 2. How long should my meditations be? I suggest that you meditate for around 10 to 20 minutes at a time. More meditation is not necessarily better. Meditation taps some very powerful healing energies, which is very valuable as long as you don't overdo it. 3. What time of day is best to meditate? Any time of day is good, but designating a specific time that's your meditation time can be very helpful for staying with your practice. 4. Which of these 4 meditations would be best to continue with? If there's one of the 4 methods that you especially feel comfortable with, I suggest you make that your go-to meditation. But if there's more than one method that resonates with you, it's okay to alternate between them from session to session. As long as you're fairly comfortable with it, whichever method you use will be beneficial. When it comes to practicing meditation and gaining its many benefits, the most important thing is simply showing up. Congratulations! You've completed the Easy Essence Meditation course. I hope you'll continue to practice meditation, because I know from my own experience and that of my students how incredibly beneficial meditation can be.